fighting for America.
Do I want to send one of my sons or your son to fight to regain Mosul? Who should want to stop them more? Maybe the people who live there.
There are a lot of groups out there that probably have more advanced immediate plans directed against the United States.
Fighting for Idaho.
Pride is an important celebration for the LGBT community. It's important to be out and be proud of who you are and be safe in your community and show everyone that we're part of Boise.
Fighting for you.
Portugal scored a devastating goal to tie the game.
Team USA settling for a 2-2 draw.
For Team USA, we're going all the way.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
KIDO, good morning. Phone numbers 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. On Facebook, on Twitter, as we start the day, forget Lee Majors and the Fall Guy, forget Burt Reynolds. We have the real Fall Guy, our friend Big Ed. Hello, Big Ed.
Hey, guy.
Big Ed, did you forget my name?
No, Reverend Kevin.
How's your health, my friend?
Wonderful. I am rocking. I wished I wouldn't have done that jump at Hobbs kind of after I did that. It kind of shook me up and did a lot of things to me. But after this last weekend, I did a jump in Abilene, Texas, and straightened everything out, so to speak, in ways. And, after being hurt real bad and losing all that weight, that was the best thing that probably happened to me. It was a wake-up call. You know, and had way too much stress in my life and all that stuff. And, and then now here we are getting ready to do this snake, and then now I find out we're moving it. We're not moving
yeah, what's
the
up
snake.
With what's up with that?
Well, it's all about ratings. It's just what you can say. It's all about ratings with Fox. They got to looking at the date and stuff like that and said, we want this right behind a doubleheader football game. And so that's what they're talking about at the end of September, 1st of October is what I'm hearing.
So wait a minute, there's going to be the NFL. There's going to be the NFL on Fox and then Big Ed?
Yep. Doubleheader NFL is what they're talking.
And then you.
And then us, exactly, which makes the ratings higher. So, it's really weird. When they sell a national commercial, they'll sell, let's say, for $500,000, it's at this rating. But if the rating goes up, they actually get to charge more for it after the fact. So it's pretty wild. I'd never heard of that before, but that's the way this is done when they do these specials. So they go in telling, let's say, Chevrolet or whatever, Harley-Davidson or whatever, that this thing's going to do a 2-something, and it comes out and does a 5, well, then they get twice as much money, or close to it. So
sounds like a good business to be in.
Yeah. So, I could see why they're wanting to do that. And they ask me, they go, when is the window that you can't do it? And I said, there is not a window when I can't do it. So as long as we do it this year, I'm happy.
Now, Big Ed with us here at 580KIDO, Big Ed Beckley. Big Ed, talk a little bit about you had to move the location. That was well documented. You've been here. I've been following you on Facebook, scouting locations, talking to folks. Heck, the next time we talk to the governor, we're going to have to make you an honorary citizen of the state of Idaho.
I've spent enough money there, that's for sure.
And the kids appreciate your $1 million to the education fund.
Exactly. And they want more, though. You know what? That's why they want us to go ahead and do this job, so they could get this percentage of the Fox money that we're going to get, T-shirts, everything. That's the way that this whole contract was written with the landing side, which is over in Jerome County, which is on the north side. That's what the state owns. And then we rented, of course, some private land from a guy named Giesler, a great guy. Rick Giesler used to be worked for the fire department in city of Twin Falls, and he's retired now and lives right on that rim, and he happens to have just enough space to do this at.
So Big Ed here at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Tell us about the physics of what you're going to do. It's been a while since your rocket cycle. A lot of folks are, thinking about doing this, that, and the other to emulate what Evel Knievel did, but you're actually going to jump a motorcycle?
We'll be able to ride the motorcycle around the Snake River Canyon and pull it up to the takeoff ramp, lock it in. And this is pretty funny because one of your guys says on the, you know, on what is it, your Facebook? I think it's KIDO.
Oh, that's Pat from Middleton, yes.
Yeah, and he says, yeah, about using, you know, a catapult. Well, guess what? That's what we're using. It's exactly what we're using. It'll keep me straight and get me the speed that we need because we went from going to use the old Knievel site that we found out that, well, the city found out they couldn't even rent it to us, basically, because it was a covenant on the land, and the other land owners around it was going to enforce that is what the whole story was. So anyway, of course, here we are getting ready to do this thing and working this out. We think we've got 1,500 feet to take off. In other words, a little over a quarter mile to make the speed to take off and then hit the rockets. Oops. Now we don't have that, so we have private land. We have 567 feet and 6 inches. So we're going to need every bit of that to get the speed up to do this thing. You know, I mean, the whole thing is when we take off there, the speed off the takeoff ramp will be done, of course, by the catapult will get us up to about 180, and then we're got that hydrogen peroxide rocket that we built, and that thing has got all sorts of power, over 6,000 pounds of thrust, and thank God I'm on a diet, right? So it doesn't take that to get me off of this thing. But we've now got to go, instead of 1,500 feet, we have to go 2,300 feet just to get across the rim. So we're trying to make this thing where we can jump just about a half a mile, you know, about 2,600 feet is what we're thinking, so we can do it. 2,000 won't work, 2,600 feet, we live. That's the physics of that.
Yeah, how are you going to land, though? Are you going to have a parachute or something?
Yeah, a parachute to slow it down and all that, and then we'll get it about 8 to 10 feet off the deck and or off the, you know, the dirt where we're going to land on, and blow the bolts on the parachute, and the parachute will pull it back off and exit itself, and we'll land it like a jump bike.
How fast have you ever ridden a motorcycle?
I've been almost 200 before.
So it should be okay for you.
Yeah, I mean, this is a whole lot different, though. 200 mile an hour on a, you know, on a racetrack, a road racetrack or something like that, is way different than going off a catapult at a 180 or so and then accelerating up to 300. That's the whole thing. The bike will be going right at around 300 in the apex of the jump. So as it's gaining speed and all that as we take off and off that ramp, that's whenever this, you know, hydrogen peroxide does its job. You know, it's a lot better. It's a lot better for getting your leg healed and all this stuff or whatever. But that stuff is a bomb when you're ready to make horsepower. That's the way to do it, and it's all green. That's the good thing about it. Is it not going to hurt the environment or anything like that? So
well,
it's safe.
Hang on, Big Ed. We're going to go to Owen Eagle, who wants credit. He was the one that talked about the catapult here at 580KIDO. Oh, you're on with Big Ed.
Big Ed, good morning, sir.
Morning.
Hey,
great idea.
Morning.
We already had that about 6 months ago. I'm glad somebody was thinking, though, of this. Right on.
When I suggested the catapult, people started making fun of me. I was concerned for your safety, brother.
Well, you know, me too. But that's one reason why I've got some good guys that are a lot smarter than I am with protractors and computers and all the above to figure this stuff out. And that was the thing that we decided to do, was that since we weren't going to have the – I mean, we could have probably rented the road, you know, pole line or whatever that is that comes down through there, you know, paid for all that. I mean, it seems like the city definitely had their hand out, so they probably would have took our money and ran. But it wasn't going to put me off straight. And when you're going – you know, that far, a half a mile off to the left, just a little bit, 1 or 2 inches, means you're off 500 feet on the other side. And we don't need to be landing on the top of a bunch of volcanic rock over there, big old deal. So that's why the catapult will keep me straight, get the speed up. And the way we're going to do it is it'll be almost like a ski jump. It'll be tall, come down the catapult, goes down into the, like a little valley area, then back up. And that will dissipate some of the G-force, too, that I'm going to have to endure.
Well, I think it's going to be awesome, and I'm pulling for you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Hi,
thanks,
Kevin,
for calling in.
All right. You know, O's a conservative comedian. He was going to be a big star one day, and Maybe he'll put you on the Tonight Show when he's guest hosting.
There you go. There you go. You know, all different people from all different walks of life have emailed me and Facebook me and all this stuff. And, you know, we got our Facebook at Big Ed Beckley. We also got Big Ed Beckley's Snake River Canyon Jump Facebook. And both those things are very active with people sending me notes and letters. And, I mean, I'm getting all sorts of stuff through the mail. You know, and it, you know what's really funny is that I was real, I guess it's funny to me or surprising that people really have took out the time to write me, Kevin, and talk about the money that we're giving away to the state for the education.
I'm hoping you're going to give me some money.
Dude, you've been educated enough. Get these kids educated. And I'm sure that you understand. I mean, it's a good deal. I mean, the state did the right thing. I mean, I'm $943,000 lighter today, for sure, after that whole thing. But, you know, it's paid. It's in the system. They're using it, and it's helping the taxpayers. So the last time anything like this, the last time any kind of daredevil stunt helped the local taxpayers and stuff like that for the state, no, that's never happened before. So
no, evil promised a lot and left everybody in the lurch. Hey, are you going to be increasing your appearances up here soon?
Pretty soon. It's just like, you know, I mean, yesterday I found out that, or 2 days ago, I found out that Fox is doing a photo shoot. You know, they're flying in or bringing people in or a photographer to do that. So right now it's like I kind of just set and I'm heading to Hollywood. I know on July the 20th there's a big Television Critics Association deal that we're going to be part of, a big old party. I heard that they're spending $250,000 for this party for, you know, to do the promotion, stuff like that. Pretty cool deal. So I get to go out there and rub elbows with some of them Hollywood stars and stuff like that. But, you know, I don't know for sure when we're coming back and forth and back and forth. I never know. I mean, there is some talk about doing some photo shoot and another new, you know, big press conference, which they've never really had.
Yeah, you know. You don't need to do that, Big Ed. You just come to us, and we'll take care of you.
There you go. There you go.
But that's what I'm thinking of. I'll Facebook you. I got to run, but, Big Ed, we always appreciate it. We're behind you, and we were with you from the start, so we're with you now.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it. Thanks, people.
All right. Thank you, Big Ed.
See you.
In your trust every morning, Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's go to Chris Troupis, attorney, former candidate for attorney general, man of the world. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning, Kevin.
So, wondering what's going on with the state Republican Party. You've got the inside skinny. Yeah, you've got the inside skinny. What's happening?
Well, you know, both sides have kind of had committees consider and rule on what the status of the party leadership is. The Rules Committee met last Thursday, and the Rules Committee is the official standing body that is appointed to determine and interpret and apply the rules of the party, which include the rules of the convention. And all 17 members of the Rules Committee met, and that's from the entire state, all 7 regions in the state, and they decided that, in fact, there was an election held at the convention, and the 527 delegates did elect, they extended the terms of the chairman and the other officers. So the Rules Committee decided that, but before that, a group of members of the Executive Committee, mostly the establishment people, on a less than a day's notice called a meeting of the Executive Committee, even though the rules require 10 days' notice, and require the meeting to be called by the chairman, and they declared that there was a vacancy in those offices, and they elected their own slate. Right now, we've got this uncertainty and everybody kind of name-calling, which isn't really healthy. And we have an upcoming meeting of the Central Committee in August.
What do you say, though, Chris Troupis, to folks, whether it's at 580KIDO or through the mainstream media, that say that there is no chairman, the RNC has ruled on this, and there might be some ramifications with the National Party?
Well, you know, the RNC really hasn't ruled on anything. what the RNC did, if you read it very carefully, and if you get a little bit of the background, what the RNC did was they received a letter from Jason Risch declaring that there was a vacancy because no election had been held. Now, they didn't hear from anybody else, except they did get two phone calls. They got a phone call from Senator Risch and a phone call from Senator Crapo, you know, which basically saying, you know, we'd like you to support our governor and the establishment and just take, you know, Senator Risch's son's letter, you know, to be the facts. And basically what the RNC did was they wrote a letter saying, well, here's what we've heard from the state party, and if this is the case, there's no chairman. But that was before they ever saw my legal memorandum and before the Rules Committee met and determined that, in fact, there was an election. And, you know, the RNC rules make no provision for appointing or electing state offices. They're purely national. So the RNC could certainly take a position on this, but I think that now that they've seen that the Rules Committee has decided, the Central Committee is going to meet, what I would hope is the RNC is going to stand back and say, let's let the state of Idaho Republican Party, their members, decide their own future.
Chris Troupas with us here at 580 KIDO, and then you still have other people through, whether it's stories from Channel 7 or Idaho Reports, say that the party's been hijacked by the conservatives.
And, you know, that's our wonderful liberal media, and they're gonna paint the picture that they want. I mean, for instance, at the Rules Committee, we had 17 members, all 17 there. They ruled decisively that an election had been made. And you know what? None of the press talked to anybody who had decided anything or decided those issues. Instead, they went right to Grant Loebs, Trent Clark, and John Hatch, who isn't even a member of the committee, two establishment members of the committee who dissented, and John Hatch, whose wife Dawn Hatch is the one who put together that wonderful 102 hand-picked slate of establishment members for the Ada County delegation. So, you know, we're never going to hear the truth from the media. They're simply going to spin the story the way that they want. How exactly does the current chairman, who the delegates say remains as chairman, hijack the party? I think it's the other way around. The establishment tried, when Ada County tried to send a hand-picked slate of delegates to pack the convention, and the credentials committee called their bluff and basically said, you know what, you cannot play party politics with the rules. We're going to enforce the rules exactly the way they were meant to be enforced. They didn't like it, and that's why they tried to hijack the convention, and it failed.
How do you fight the perception of that, though, Chris Troupas? Because as Chairman Peterson said on the other day on this program, you know, he's not talking to the media. He's not a media figure, but you have the perception permeated by the establishment that the committee, the credential committee, hijacked the convention. The people weren't allowed to speak. I saw the clips on Idaho Reports where Congressman Labrador really couldn't maintain control of the convention, and you know, everybody punted.
Yeah, and he couldn't maintain control because of the Ada County delegation was trying to prevent a hearing before the full delegates that would have exposed the calumny and hypocrisy of the establishment slate of candidates. But, you know, you've gotten to the bottom line, which is how, you know, what do we do about public perception? And I think the answer is this. The conservative wing of this party is going to have to take the high road. You know, I have reviewed this, and there are tremendously defensible bases for legal challenges and take it to court and go all the way. You know, that's not going to solve anything. We as conservatives are going to have to take the high road. We were never in this for power or control of the party. We're in it because of the integrity of the principles on which the party stands. And if that means that we have to say, you know what, do what you're going to do, and we'll wait and see. If you want to take over the party and you want to run it the way that you want to run it, fine. But you're going to have to respond to the people if you expect to get elected in the fall and if you expect the party to mean that it is the party of the people again. So we may have to take the high road and say, you know what, we will leave the field if this is all just about scrabbling over who's going to be the chairman or who's going to be in control of this party. And I think Barry Peterson is the kind of man with the kind of integrity to take the high road. And
well,
maybe
I feel sorry for the attacks that they've had on Barry.
I'm sorry.
I feel sorry for Barry because of the attacks that.
Well, I do too. You know, this is an unpaid position. Barry is a wonderful man. It's an unpaid position, and you know, I talked to him at length last night. I talked to him Saturday, and we've been trying to work out. And he's going to issue a press release later today. But I think that the bottom line is, I think we're all on the same page. We want to take the high road. We want to say, you know what? Okay, you want to have a central committee meeting, decide whether to accept the rules committee's decision or reject it, decide whether or not we have a chairman or elect a new chairman. You do what you want to do, and we're not going to go to court and fight over this, you know, but you're going to need to actually take cognizance of the fact that 45% of this party disagrees with the establishment and would like to see the principles of the party upheld. And okay, so we'll just wait and see, and you know, at what you do. And but you cannot sue people or threaten people to make them loyal to the party or come to your side.
Well, that's the issue. So you don't believe that this will go to court?
Well, here's the deal. I've reviewed it and talked to people who are interested in the conservative wing filing suit, and I have said that just is a bad idea. It would destroy the party. And then the question is, what if the other side sues to enforce their bogus executive committee decision? And my response is, we have to think long and hard of even defending such a suit, because, again, any time that you go to court to decide something, well, it's like in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 where it says, if you've gone to court, you've already been defeated. And unfortunately, with a party, you cannot win your hearts and minds by beating you over the head. You know, I've never seen a divorce case that's resulted in the parties liking each other better after they go to court and fight over everything.
Chris Troupas, we appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to 580 KIDO.
John Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men.
Men, 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 manly men.
Men, 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 manly men.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. It is time for the Manly Man segment with Dave Burnett here. As we move along, getting ready for the big, the big BMF, the Boise Music Festival. And Dave, a lot of people are talking about the bite that happened yesterday in the World Cup.
Hoo boy, yeah. Yeah. Was it Bolivia or where was that?
Uruguay or something like that. What is the deal with this? I mean, here we are. We're supposed to be embracing this foreign sport that you played, and you're biting people? You don't see people biting people in the real sports like the NFL.
Or boxing. Wait, I don't know if that happened. Yeah.
Well, that was only a little while ago.
Yeah, somebody pointed out to me yesterday, and I said, what? And I found out on YouTube it's true. A lot of times these teams, and I don't think it's happened in the World Cup, but they'll relieve themselves on the field as well. And there's video of it on YouTube of players, you know, where they got to go number one and they will relieve themselves on the field. It's like, nobody does that. Who does that?
It does make you wonder whether it's real, you know, and we're supposed to cheer. He took a wee.
Have you been getting email letters, people mad at us for picking on soccer?
You get those.
I have.
I don't really get those. You know, I'm shielded under the old system. I got everything. Under the new system, I get nothing.
I get those angry. Why are you picking on soccer so much? My son plays soccer.
Well, and good for your son. He's a very, it's a great athletic sport, and there's nothing wrong with watching American kids playing American soccer, but this World Cup is a fraud. It's a fraud.
Well, and I will say this. It really is being jammed down our throat. I mean, if you don't want to watch it, it's like the biting thing. That's one of the lead stories in the national news. But it's, you know, it's within the first couple of stories of the national news.
It's propaganda, pure and simple. And it would be one thing if the world cared, but according to ticket sales, The only people dumb enough to buy the tickets are Americans.
And if the America goes out, then what happens?
Then it's back to, well, it'll be time for SEC, Mountain West, Pac-12, media days. We're just a few weeks away from the All-Star Game in baseball, and once that happens, it's downhill for football, the real football in America.
Not downhill.
It is in my world.
Oh, that's very embarrassing, too. Speaking of relieving yourself, Larry Gebert had a horse on TV that just relieved himself on TV.
Do we really need to know that?
Sorry. Something sparkly that caught my eye and reminded me of the soccer.
Would you like to keep going on about, what, do you have number one on your mind here this morning?
No, it wasn't number one. I'm just saying.
Aren't you supposed to be focused on the program here?
I am. I am lasered in.
Well, what do you have then?
No, I'm lasered in.
Well, what do you have? I gave you the lead story that's trending worldwide. What do you have?
Okay, that's the lead story trending worldwide.
It is?
Some guy bites somebody in a soccer game, and that's the lead story worldwide.
If it isn't, it sure does sound believable.
Holy cow. That's just very disappointing in the world. Not just in, you know, Americans, but in the world that is the lead story.
Why are we so gullible with this soccer thing? The reason, you know, look, there's nothing going on. And as I've said to the soccer lovers on Facebook, if there were real sports happening, nobody would care. And you have the four-letter network that continues to jam it down our throats along with ABC television. You can't escape it. It's on every channel.
Yeah. It is. It's everywhere. We can talk about Gary Oldman getting blasted now for his political incorrectness.
He had a good run.
Nobody can have an opinion without being in trouble and getting blasted.
Well, you can have an opinion as long as it's the lib opinion.
Yeah, as long as it's the one that's in power. So Gary Oldman is in trouble, as evidently an interview in Playboy. Which really, that's the best part of that magazine, is the interviews. You know, it got the interviews, and so Gary now will be blacklisted in Hollywood, which is a shame.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think of the last thing he did. He's been in a number of things. We're looking very quickly here. It's long dead air, Kevin. You going to say anything?
I don't know really how to respond. You've kind of just zapped the segment here.
Okay, I'll just sit back and let you take control since I've ruined the segment.
Well, you kind of have. I mean, you went from Gary Oldman to I'm going to look for something now. How do you respond to that?
I'm not the host of the show.
How do you respond
That's
to
how
that?
I respond. You're the host. Start talking.
Start talking, monkey.
I'm tired of you. Start talking.
I'm tired of carrying you, Miller, at this segment here at 580 KIDO. All right. You don't care about what's going on in Mississippi, but let's get a little content in this segment here at 580 KIDO. You have Thad Cochran, who's been there like forever. And we don't condone ageism on this program because we're old. But anyway, here you have Thad Cochran, who's been in the Senate forever. You have a Tea Party guy that challenged him. They had a runoff primary. Apparently, Thad has won. You have Haley Barbour. You remember Haley. Hi, I'm Haley Barbour, former governor of Mississippi, former chairman of the Republican National Committee, lending his support to Senator Cochran. It looks like he's going to squeak through. But all across the country, as you heard at the top of the hour on Fox News, here at 580KIDO, you have the establishment versus the Tea Parties, the very basic things that we've seen here in Idaho or Iowa or wherever, where you have these establishment guys that are in trouble and the money bails them out. Well, you may have won this time, but wait till next year. That's what I say to them. All right, you're not going to talk. I'll keep going.
Well, I don't have much opinion. All I saw was what I read on Drudge last night about it. About Thad. Well, he won. Votes count.
Fair enough. Did you find any Gary Oldman movies yet?
Nope, I gave up on that. You weren't interested. Don't do that to the listeners, Kevin.
What? Do what?
Leave them hanging there.
You're leaving us hanging. I'm going to look for some movies now.
Well, closed circuit message to those with the video portion of today's show. I didn't have time to do a lot of prep for the show because I got 800 things I do between 4 a.m. and 5:30.
You know what you'd say if I said that?
I'd say, no, you don't.
No, well, you know, you'd go, wah, wah, wah.
No, you know what I'd say? You carry the weight of the show, Kevin. Pick it up. Put it on your shoulders, buddy.
What is that about weight? What are you not going to say? You fatty, fatty, fat?
No.
I had a friend of mine that we used to go into restaurants and stuff, and he'd be one side of the place. I go, hey, fatty! And he'd yell at me, hey, fatty!
People in restaurants don't want to hear that.
We'd yell at each other. It was great. Good time. We'd go into stores and stuff like that. I go, ha, ha, ha.
I could talk about this as the time of year we start seeing TV stations do stories where they set hillsides on fire with fireworks. They do that every year.
And it's unfortunate. I don't know about you, but I'm very fearful during the 4th of July.
Of fire?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you get knuckleheads, a lot of them drunk, out setting off fireworks, and bad things happen.
Right, and you never, and I'll tell you how I'm going to spend my 4th of July. I'm going to be watering my roof.
Standing on it?
I don't know. I don't think I can do that, but actually, for a lot of reasons. But I think I'm going to get my hose out, and I'm going to go out there every 2 hours and water down as much as I can, just because I'm worried about the knuckleheads. And you see there must be a lot. You know, this is what we need to do for our retirement. What do you mean retirement? Our livelihood. Yeah, you're right about that. Anyway, our livelihood. We need to set up a fireworks stand. I would be scared to death to do that just based on the liability, because some bonehead blows himself up and then they sue you for what you don't have.
Yeah.
It must be profitable.
Somebody strolls up to buy their fireworks smoking a cigarette.
Is there an age limit? I mean, you have to be 18 and over to buy fireworks here?
I think, yeah, there is an age limit. But there is. I can't remember what
it is.
There's
got to be big money in that. So you go to Fred Meyer or Albertsons or wherever. And what do? You rent the parking lot? You were a tycoon once of industry.
Yeah, you just lease space from them.
So what do you think? What does that cost for a week?
I have no idea.
$500 maybe?
I couldn't even guess.
So $500. So then you buy the product, and you know the supermarkets always have really good locations. And so I mean I was at Fred Meyer Sunday night, and there was a line of folks. Now I don't know if they were training to sell fireworks or not, but they were all basically, you know, they couldn't have been more than 18. So maybe they were the employees. I don't know, but I mean, what's the appeal? Okay.
Well, I think that's if fire and boys go together. 10-year-old boys and fire, they go together. Anyone who's raised kids know that a boy who is 10 years old and fire goes together. That's around that age, that 2-year bracket, 10 to 12, when you hope they don't burn the world down and every boy goes through it.
Speaking of which, I have something for you at 580KIDO.
Thank goodness. Bring it.
And it's all about how we communicate. I was watching MasterChef the other night, and I know a lot of folks always say, Kevin, why don't you share your life and you and others that I talk to on and off the air? I go, there really isn't much to my life. I go home. I'm kind of like Phil Robertson. I sit in my chair. I wonder what I could have been. I get under a table. I cry. I hug my dogs. I kiss my wife, and I watch television. Very exciting stuff behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Here.
And that's good.
It's very similar to what Brad Pitt does. But I call it a Dave Burnett moment. And I'm watching MasterChef, and there's this guy on it. He's like 57 years old. And, you know, now you've got me watching that stupid horse with Larry Gebert. I got to close my eyes here to concentrate here at 580KIDO. So there you have an 18-year-old girl that really disrespects him. And so they start getting into an argument, and she can dish it out, but she can't take it. And then all of a sudden, they start yelling at him for being mean. And I'm thinking, whether it's a female, whether it's a kid, we have taught them not to respect their elders. We have taught them not to respect society. And when they mouth off, as I've said before, it scares me to date where we have the physicality going on where we're encouraging women to go after men, and domestic violence ensues. And so I'm thinking to myself, was the guy wrong for putting the young 18-year-old in her place? And instead of saying, thank good for sticking up for yourself, they characterized him as a mean guy. Yet she was the one that disrespected him, that undermined him in the project and everything else. So your thoughts on the basic forms of communication with the new millennial generation?
I say if you really want to communicate, you should bite somebody. We're back to biting. I guess that's where the term respect your elders came from. Somewhere elders were not being respected and somebody felt they should be. It's kind of gone on for a long time. I mean, there used to be more respect for people of age. and their wisdom. Less so now, but it's gone on forever, where, you know, you reach a point where people feel that, you know, your information's really not that important.
Well, yeah, again, you have this whole idea of, well, he's old, he's this. He's probably one of the best cooks there.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, you have a young lady, we'll even say that, a minority, and you have an old white guy. And, I'm going, well, she's the one that started. And then they go, well, who's the adult here? I mean, what she said about him was very mean, and he didn't deserve it. And yet then all of a sudden she's the victim, and I'm going, whoa, 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 whoa. If you can take this person on, then you can't sit back and claim to be a victim when he fights back.
Yeah, if you get in a fist fight, don't complain when you get hit. If you're picking a fist fight, you can't complain when you get hit. That was something my dad always taught me. He'd say, boy, if you're going to get in a fight, don't come whining when you get hit.
Man, that would have been cool to hear your dad call you boy.
Oh, all the time.
Yeah, I got that a lot, too. Come here, boy.
Yeah, I was called boy all the time.
Explains
boy
a lot. Yeah,
I was the youngest. Boy. From Wynnewood, Oklahoma, I heard it a lot. Boy.
What was that John Wayne movie where he had boy and dog? Remember that movie?
Yeah.
My dad always says that. See, that's us. I go, huh? There's boy and there's dog.
That's you two right there. Kevin, your traffic now.
Oh, my gosh. Huh? You must be bailing. You're bailing 2 minutes early.
Oh, I thought it was time.
Yeah, you see,
it's 5:52.
You're tired. Well, not by my watch.
What? Don't go by your watch. Go by the official clock.
That would be you?
That would be me.
Okay.
Traffic now, Kevin, as you're coming out of Candy County.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
5:57, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Thank you for starting your day with us. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, State Senator Russ Fulcher will join us to talk about the future of the state GOP. We'll have the latest on the Mad Biter, if you haven't heard this, big news in the World Cup yesterday. And by the way, sports news is the real news now. You had one player biting another. Apparently this wasn't the first time it happened, but people are just carried away with it. So if you're on your way into work and go, man, what about what happened in Mississippi? What about that smoking ordinance in Garden City? What about, oh my, what happened with the IRS? Well, number one, we'll be talking about those issues today, and you can always check them out at the Kevin Miller Hot List, the IRS Gets It edition, or you can always call us during the show. And again, to get you through the workday, you really shouldn't bite people when you're playing a game. Oh, I'm sorry, a match. But that's the World Cup rules, right? More on that goofy story in a minute. Let's get you to traffic. Currently, coming up next, an encore interview with our friend Homer Hickam, his thoughts on the space race and what you can do to help kids learn about science and technology. That's next. You, me, the militia, 580 KIDO.
Shirley Emmett, Idaho.